Praise the Lord, brethren. I want to take this time this morning to appreciate God so much for giving me this time to hear the word of God this week. I want to appreciate Brother Andrew Peary for slotting me for this week's daily devotion. I'm Pastor Silas Kiptui from Eldoret. I'm just in the village, about 40 kilometers from Eldoret town, Kenya. So I want us to share a thought this morning, reading from the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 29, which says, "And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David.'" And let's also read the book of John chapter 14, verse 1. The Bible says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Let's go to verse 12. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than this shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, we commit, Lord, thine word that we have read even unto your hands. May you take over, Lord. Break it for us. Give us the understanding. Lord, may you open our eyes, that Lord will be able to see. Because I pray, trusting and believing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, I want us to share a thought, God helping us this week, just by the grace of God. I want us to share this thought, doing extraordinary. Now, we know, I've used that word, you know, particularly doing extraordinary. Because when we talk of ordinary, it is something that is usual, something that's normal, familiar, nothing special about it, or nothing unexpected. So, but when we talk of extraordinary, it's something that is very unusual, something that's exceptional, something that's amazing, you can say marvelous, out of ordinary, more than usual. Our God is extraordinary. Because when we read the book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, the Bible says his name is wonderful. That means it's marvelous. He is out of ordinary. He is unusual. And because he's unusual or he's extraordinary, then always our God does things in an expected way, or he does things in an extraordinary way. He does things which in the eyes of people are really unusual, because he is unusual and he does things in an unusual way. So we can just expect the unusual when we are dealing with God. Because it does unexpected. We see the life of Moses. When Moses was taking care of the sheep, just at the backside of the cedars, the desert, he saw something that was so unusual, because he saw a bush burning, but it was not being consumed. Then, what Moses did, he ran and he wanted to find out, what is this that is so unusual, the bush is, you know, burning, but it's not being consumed. So, because it was something that was so unusual to him, then he wanted to find out. And then, when he went there, he had a voice which spoke to him, that remove your shoes, because where you are standing is a holy ground. Now, this was something so unusual, or something that was unexpected, because Moses had been, you know, moving around that place in the past, taking care of his sheep. But that very day, the unusual God, the wonderful God, came. And that's why the crown was a holy crown. When we read the book of Psalms, chapter 77, let me read verse 11. The Bible says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Verse 14. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. So that's why the Bible says, thou art God that does wonders. So our God does wonders. And he declares his strength among his people. So let's remember, our God is extraordinary and does things in an extraordinary way. Does things in an unexpected way. And we are his children. And that's why where we read in the book of John, or in the book of John chapter 14, the Bible says, chapter verse 1, I'll repeat, that let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So, he's telling us that we believe in God and believe also in him, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in verse 12, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So, that's why he says, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in him. Because say, verily, verily, that means absolutely, or as a matter of fact, or really, really. It means, in truth, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works. So when we see what it means, that means, when you say greater works, it means extraordinary works or tremendous works, unlimited works shall you do, because I go to my Father. And brothers, sisters, for this to happen, we are going to explore and see of three things which ought to happen so as to achieve extraordinary. I will handle what we have read in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, chapter 20, verse 29 and 30. That means where we saw it verse 30 and say, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. So, one aspect that I want us to look upon is that eyes must be opened. Then number two will be, we must be set free, or we must be loosed. And number three will be that we must be cleansed. Praise the Lord. Those are the three things that we will be handling as God helping us, even in the course of the week. So, in verse 29, where we read that, and as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed him, and behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. So at the end of this sharing, I believe that God would open our understanding so that we may see the importance of our eyes being opened. And that's why these blind men, they cried, they say, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. Verse 31, and say, and the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. So it's my prayer that Lord may have mercy upon us, that our eyes may be opened and we'll be able to do the extraordinary. So God willing, tomorrow we are going to begin from there. Our eyes must be open. So God bless you. May the Lord continue to bless you at the course of the week as we continue.